Thank you so much for joining us, James.
No problem, Ruby.
And so, seeing as though adults on average spend a staggering 9 hours and 22 minutes a day looking at a screen, why do you think parents and carers are concerned about children's technology use?
Well, I think if you look at some of the research that we've been doing at UTS, certainly from an educational perspective, there are some students that can be quite adversely affected by using, say, too much social media. So, for example, platforms like Facebook have been, what we show at least, is a distractor for learning introductory fundamental concepts that students need to build on throughout the studies. And what we see is that where those concepts are covered in a subject that students are studying towards the start of, say, their program, say, university or maybe at high school, what we see in that case is that not all of those students are necessarily that interested in that, and so therefore it can provide an outlet for them to escape and therefore not focus as much as they should on building that foundational knowledge that they need to expand on throughout the course of their studies.
Right. And on the flip side, I guess, what are some of the benefits of using technology for educational purposes?
Well, it's used in many cases to facilitate better engagement in the classroom. So at UTS, we've used it in terms of getting engagement in large classes where, say, hundreds and hundreds of students can respond to interactive questions, and we can then essentially summarise and determine how many students have responded to a particular area or to a particular response and look at their level of understanding to then tailor the class to that. We can, for example, use tablet computing technology to take photos of student work, and then annotate that live with students in the classroom so they get better, more focused, tailored feedback. So there are certainly technologies that have been adapted and used from an educational perspective that have been shown to really help students, particularly those that might be struggling a bit with it, might be finding it a bit difficult to understand, and might also be lacking the initial motivation to study a particular subject. Now, in terms of what a lot of the research that we've been talking about today looks like, or the technology at least in terms of social media, I mean, there are different educators that use social media to interact with students and to get students to interact with one another to complete different educational activities and exercises. It's debatable as to how well that technology will work when students then have the outlet to look at other things that are unrelated to their studies.
Yeah, like Edmodo, right? I remember having to use that in high school, and that was a way that tasks got sent through. So do you think, this is a very straightforward question, but do you personally think the kids are spending too much time on technology, or do you perhaps think we as adults need to adapt?
I think that there's no doubt they're spending more time than initially some of us would think and would like. If you look at least a survey we did recently, we found that students spend on average about 2 hours a day on Facebook alone. So, which is quite a lot, and a large portion out of a day where students are also working, combining that with their studies. And so I think certainly they are spending more time than is optimal. In terms of how they use that time and how they interact, I think with the technology, there are ways we can use it in order to facilitate better interactions, more productive interactions. But I think a lot of that time is probably not spent as productively as we would like, and we could use technology in more focused ways to facilitate at least better learning or better interactions from, say, a work perspective for those that have, you know, graduated and moved on.
Yeah. So do you think that there are Sorry, not to, I mean, do you think, yeah, well, are there alternative ways that we can kind of push more productivity with kids and teenagers today in terms of education?
Yes, I think by using technology that's very much focused on achieving a specific learning outcome and captures, say, their attention with that actual domain that they're looking at. So, for example, you know, what we looked at is, say, how students generally use Facebook across a whole lot of different activities, from communication to general leisure and social networking. But if there are specific ways, say, in the classroom or an educational context where students have something specific that they need to achieve and deliver on and report on, I think that's where we'll see the better outcomes and the more productive use of it, which will minimize the distractions that we see that's happening through the use of the technology.
Of course.
I think there are so many opportunities with the technology. There's so many ways it can be used, but I think we need to constructively align it with the nature of education delivery far more than how it's currently being used. You know, what I see in a lot of cases, or in some cases at least, is organizations, institutions will introduce new devices. And there's some research on this. For example, when tablet computers became prominent, and for example, instructors and students were given tablet computers, but then the question was, well, how do we actually use it? And I think if we focus our attention on that and how it can integrate with the nature of what's studied and what needs to be done, I'm sure we can achieve really good outcomes from using that technology that would build on everyone's educational experience.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, James. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
No worries, Ruby. Anytime.